You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to hear the latest on anything out of the ordinary. I don't care if your grandmother's shoes moved unexpectedly. If you think it was something weird, tell me about it, because we're going to discuss it here on the show. We are going to analyze it, look for patterns, laugh, cry, feel it, because that's what the show is about. Because how else are we going to learn about what's going on in the world if we aren't talking about it? If we're just reading those solo stories out there online? I am taking everything into consideration, so I welcome you, the listener, or your friends, or whomever else, to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. If you don't know how to spell that, just spell out Shadow Folks, FOLKS.com, and it will take you to the same website. Put your details. Tell me what's going on. Tell me your stories. Tell me what you've heard. Tell me what your grandmother told you. Tell me what you've been dreaming about. I want to know the dreams, because guess what? Those also speak to us and speak volumes in ancient texts, like, I don't know, the Bible. These things are to be taken seriously at times. Okay, like if you think a donut ate you in your dream or something, no, that is just you maybe hungry, I don't know, or some kind of officer that really does take to the stereotype of donuts and officers. I don't know, but I do know. That we are experiencing strange stuff out there, and we need to speak. We need to share, okay? Now, there's a couple other places I want you to go to. Go to Facebook and find my two groups, okay? One is called Paranormal Pledge. That is where you could talk about pretty much anything. That's where you have to raise your right hand and swear to speak of your stories to somebody out there in the world, okay? Somebody. because we got to be the informers on this, right? We have to. And we can't sit alone and become depressed, become oppressed, and then possessed either. So we've got to start talking. Then there's also this other group that I really, really enjoy. It is called Shadow People and Hatman Experiencer Group, okay? If you've experienced one of those horrible creatures, tell me about it. Go in there. Don't feel that you have to sit alone with that either. But, you know, I try to keep that one more on the negative stuff so we could brighten it up, you know, dark to light. Paranormal Pledge, anything and everything out of the ordinary again. Oh, but I have another one, too. I almost forgot. How could I forget this one? It's kind of a more private group, but you know what? I think it needs to be opened up, so you don't ever hear me talk about it, but it's a big deal. It's called Faith, the other F word, okay? Yeah, so we're talking about that. I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not. I'm realistic. We're talking about evil. A lot of times, when especially me, because I'm just making everybody proud that I'm a demon slayer. I don't know. I'm talking about shadow people and Hatman. First person to come forward, name, define, and even trademark two paranormal phenomena, okay, or demons. I don't know. So it's something that has dominated my world ever since I took that step forward, right? So when we talk about these negative things, there's a lighter side. And I don't think they're going to be good to you at some point. Demons don't flip like that. I'm talking about that there's a battle, right? There's good and evil. So I talk about the good. It just so happens to have these titles that we may have heard before. God, Jesus. Okay, I'm biased. I admit that, having a Christian background. But again, I have good friends who have other beliefs too. I know they see opposing forces and know of opposing forces as well. They call them different things sometimes, but I think a lot of people have this understanding of yin and yang, right? So I'm just realistic about it and I call it for what it is, okay? Faith, positive, good, God, Jesus, uh-huh. And I do speak of it in a Christian tone, okay? So just to be clear. But yeah, so seek out that group too if you'd like and join us as we chat on these things. And it gets interesting. It really does. I mean, I don't know any other remedy on how to battle evil except with good. These things are walking through walls and they're causing harm to people's souls. So I'm going to call on God and Jesus to help me out. And I hope you guys realize that this is what happens. Only thing I know that's worked, okay? Others might say other things, but I stick to what I know. That's all. it's just a big deal. So I have to tell you guys, guess what? As people that have been listening to me for years, okay? And I know. And I appreciate you guys being loyal. So guess what? I'm going to pull back on some things that I used to do back in the day. And I miss doing. I really do. As I'm getting more into my groove, even as we speak and doing Dark Becomes Light, I've had so many shows called so many different things. And but there's just these comfy things. I don't want to shake. And I get emails from you guys or messages that say, hey, when are you going to go back to doing that? I'm like, well, since you asked, I'm excited. Today's going to be my first time dabbling in UFO updates. What is that? So I used to call it something else. And now I was thinking of calling them UFO uppity updates. Is that too much? It probably is. So UFO updates is kind of like a little bit of a UFO news corner. Of the latest sightings. Because it's fun. And it's not always the latest. Like sometimes people wait years before they go and report what it is that they've seen. And boy, are they fun to read. I enjoy them so much. It's just, and I don't read them ahead of time either, like I do with my outlandish corner where I'm reading your guys' emails and stories about stuff that you've experienced. These are raw UFO sightings. And I pull them randomly offline, and I have some of my favorite digs, and just see what comes up. And this comes up from UFO Stalker, and I'm just going to, like, we're going to rip through these, because there's so many of them, and I think we'll have fun just reading and laughing together. How about that? So, first day, UFO uppity updates. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, maybe just UFO updates. Ding, ding. Ding. So, okay. All right. I'm just going to do it. I'm clearing my throat. All right. Like I said, some of these are dated to be a bit older because people take a while to get to them. So, all right. All right. All right. Okay. Okay. And I'm totally grabbing randomly because there's just a slew of them. Hundreds get reported every day all over the globe. Okay. So this one says UFO sighting in Burbank, California on 2011. 9:30, all right? V-shaped crafts in V-shaped formation, Burbank, Thursday evening, 7:35 p.m. Walked out to my balcony. My eyes were drawn upward to delta-shaped V. All right, then it goes to continue. So that's the title, right? And then you gotta, like, scroll down and dig out, because this is raw, people. This is raw. I'm sitting here. I'm doing this. Delta-shaped V. Shaped object, this is them saying this again, color blended into the sky and flying slowly southeast, approximately 1,500 feet, zero sound. They always impress me when they know how many feet something is. I'm such a girl when it comes to that. I don't know. No flashing lights. Told my nephew to come look fast. He said, V formation indeed. He also noticed six objects, each object V-shaped, and total group was V formation. Ah, okay, interesting. Looking like one object. Ah, okay, so they kind of mushed in. Okay. That was his first witness of a possible UFO or military stealth sighting. Gotta throw that military in there. Right over the center of the city of Burbank, Cali. I have seen many UFOs in my lifetime. I'm hoping many others will come forward on this sighting. Da, 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 da. Well, oh, that was 2011. Maybe we'll see another report. You know, sometimes I've been reading these, and you'll see the correlating times and dates. So it's kind of funky. All right, here goes another random one. All right, this is really short, though. Okay. UFO sighting on 2014, February 22nd. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Huh. The usages believes the booming noises everyone's been hearing in Oklahoma is due to the earthquakes. They have had several this month. Huh. Okay. I've heard these same noises in California as earthquakes are coming. Name deleted. Okay. Ernie, I don't know what that was about. But I guess we have to think back in 2014 what happened. All right, this next one. Black Triangle in Oak Lawn, Illinois on 2018, June 5th. Huh. Four dim lights, transparent triangle, quiet. Me and my mom were just leaving work and we're in the parking lot. You work with your mom? Okay. That's cool. That's cool. It's all good. I ain't judging. And we're in the parking lot when my mom said, "Look up! What is that?" I looked up and saw what I could only describe as a triangle UFO with three circle lights on its left and one circle light right. Okay, it moved quietly northwest. Who knows the directions? And the object seemed transparent and its lights flickered kind of like they were malfunctioning. It was a broken UFO. That's funny. It didn't seem big, about the size of a school bus or a bit larger, and it wasn't too high either. All this lasted about 10 seconds. I didn't want to get my eyes away from it. That's why I missed my chance to video record it. Well, You guys, we're going to have some fun. We got so many more to go. And then we're going to go to our break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. As promised, today is all about UFO uppity updates. UFO updates, I don't know, UFO stuff. And we're just reading off some of the latest UFO reports. It's something I used to do back in the day, and I miss it. And I've heard from you guys, you've missed it too, and it's fun. Uncensored. Oh, I censored it. Don't worry. I don't put any swear words in there. But I totally am not reading these beforehand, so raw, unedited emotions coming forward and reading the latest and greatest. Because some of these are blasts from the past as far as UFO sightings that are being reported. And again, this one is from a UFO stalker. I'm just grabbing them and having a good old time. And I hope you guys will too, because there's so many more to go here. All right, so this next sighting, it is titled Black Triangle Sighting in Ellington, Connecticut, 2003, August 5th. Ooh, all right, okay. They just say, seen UFO. Okay, I believe you. All right. It continues. It was about 11:30 p.m. on August 5th. My wife, my daughter, and myself were taking a country drive through some Summers Ellington area, and we seen a light in the sky and thought it was a light on a tower. Okay, all right. I told my wife to keep an eye on that light in the sky so I could find a place to pull over. And my wife watched and a light circle from the right passenger side of the car coming over the road. To driver's side, it was banking left. See, this is kind of a blended, like, I don't see a period in sight. Like, these people are just getting down with the get down and just talking here. I'm not following all of it, but we're just going to keep reading. It was banking left and right at a high speed, going straight up, and then it dropped like a rock about treetop level over the road from passenger side to driver's side, treetop level. Then about that time, I found a place to pull over and the car and watch it, and for a second I lost track of it. At that time I noticed it had stopped dead on the other side of the car. Well, that had to be a distance, huh? And proceeded from now left to right. This is a whole lot of right to left. It sounds like a dance move. From driver's side to passenger side through an open field 30 feet over the road and about 25-30 feet in front of the car. The lights on it were one white light, and on the tip, two red ones were attached. Wing of the triangle shape. I swear to God, I don't see a period in sight. And some of these letters are just mushed in. It's just amazing. Amazing artwork here I'm reading. and it made no noise. Okay, we got there. Oh, there goes a period. I'm going to relish that. A break. When it accelerated, it started dipping and swooping fast at that point. And I couldn't believe that I didn't crash going towards the ground so close and heading for the tree line across the field where it dropped behind the tree line and gone. There's a period. I'm going to breathe. Whew. And we start talking about what we just saw, myself, and I could see no windows, no landing gear, wheels, nothing. It made no sound. The craft's body itself was triangular in shape, but as close as it was, I had my high beams on my Honda Element. Honda Element were close enough to light it up. Wow, that's amazing. Your Honda Element's headlights lit it up. And, there's a swear word. And it was about 50 paces. We could not make out any body markings or style, which was odd in itself. It made no noise. It was big, and you could tell its black shape with the fixed lights. I will say that there is nothing man-made that could come that close to my car that anyone could not identify. I'm ex-military, 82 Airborne, Special Forces. Hey, thanks for your service. My wife is a trainer, head cashier. My daughter is an... You're not going to do it. This is just a lot of information I wouldn't anticipate to have here. My daughter is on unemployment. We should have been able... Hold on. I can't have to giggle. My daughter's on unemployment. And we should have... There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, a lot of people have done this. We should have been able... at least at that distance to rule out any man-made craft because of their job description. His especially. On the way home, we stopped at the whole donut on the road, Route 990 in Hazardville, Connecticut. And by chance, my tears, I can't read. We what? What is that? Well, Stalin? I don't know what that means. Some of the people in there and the gentleman that was driving the motorcycle told me that he had passed us and remembered my car and said he'd seen it too while he was in the same area and had the same description. It was such a good one, man. It was a good one. Oh my gosh, that was funny. That was hilarious. Okay, all right, okay. We're going to continue. This is a shorter one. Okay, this one says black triangle sighting. There's a lot of black triangles. And these dates are rather spread out, right? So black triangle sighting in San Francisco, California, 2007, March 20th, 7 p.m. Capture object while photographing something else. Okay, great, great. All right. I stood out of my home in the middle of the day and we saw an interesting jet trail in the sky. I took a picture of it on my digital camera and downloaded it onto my computer, and it was very interesting. Okay. However, it was not until a year later that on closer inspection, I noticed a strange object in the picture. You see how this stuff happens? This is the second sighting I have witnessed by my home. I have already once been interviewed by a MUFON agent. Once before, you said that already. It was nice to be able to speak with someone who understands. I am sending a copy of the picture. Sincerely, Chris. We do not have access to photos, so I apologize, because then you would have my raw understandings as well. But wow, that's interesting. I got to tell you guys, I've known many of people who have reviewed their photos later on, and they're like, whoa, holy moly, what is that? And they find craft, and it makes you wonder, you know, talk about hiding in plain sight. Perhaps they are, and perhaps we've just, been drinking so much cow milk that's not made for us, some debate, that, you know, it's covering our eyeballs, you know, and we get this glistening going on where we can't see past it to see that they're right in front of us. So, you know, it really could be a thing that's going on. Eyes wide shut, that's what I say. That's Eyes wide shut. And I'd be really sad if that's really the case and what's going on here, wouldn't it be? Like we cross over to the other side and go, OMG, you mean to tell me all this time? I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest, though. So anyways, we're going to get on over to the next one. This one says UFO sighting in Olympia, Washington, 2009. Okay, note the date. May 12th, 11:30. I don't know if that's in the morning or what. I think it's in the morning. Black balloon clusters over Lacey, Washington. Maybe somebody lost somebody, and that's why, you know? They said balloon. Okay, so anyways, this is what it says. At around... Oh, okay, so 11:30 a.m. is when they actually did the report, but they're saying, at around 4:30 p.m. today, May 12th, 2009, I have seen many UFO in my time, but today, this was a mysterious one. Looked just like four balls clustered, but morphing. Ooh, that's cool. In place as it was traveling. My friend and I just got a drink at Starbucks in Lacey, Washington. After getting our drink, we got back into the truck, went to the corner of Lily Road and Pacific Street, when my buddy that was driving said, "What the heck is that?" By the way, this is what I always hear from people that I have never seen with them. Huh? Okay, probably never seen UFOs with them. Okay. It looked like balloons at first. Then, unlike balloons having a string and the mass of balloons going upward right away, it seemed to follow our path for about 1 mile. Maybe 1.5. The object was about 500 feet away from the road we were on and about 200-300 feet high when we first seen it at that corner. It was at about the same altitude for about 1 mile, traveling down Pacific Avenue, and then it started ascending at a rapid rate. Oh, that's funky. Upward until it vanished into the clouds. I didn't have a camera or cell phone that takes pictures. Otherwise, I could have and had some solid evidence. I bet you the camera on Lillian Pacific Avenue streetlights would show what we first had witnessed on that corner. On top of this sighting, a helicopter may have been going off at a more of a rate than usual here in Lacey. I don't know what their words are jumbled. Today, I woke up to a helicopter this morning, and all day through our day, have heard them and seen them passing all night tonight. My personal feeling on this is that this was military, or this was a drone of some kind. Who knows? I have seen all kinds of craft off and on for years, but today, this was a strange one. Da-da-da-da! Sounds like it, buddy. Sounds like it. Maybe they were chasing it, you know? Let's see. Do we have time for... No, they're all bigger ones. All right, so anyways, yeah, that was interesting. I have not heard of a black morphing jumbled balloon cluster of craft morphing. Hearing about like a helicopter or other types of our craft chasing them, appearing soon after a sighting. Yes, I have heard of that. It's almost as if they're scoping, scanning, and even with lights scanning an area. It's amazing, but this is what I hear reported. It's happening. Something's going on out there. And if this person says they've seen a lot of crap, well, I'll be golly, they sure do. And this was an odd one for them, so we'll just go from there. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break, and we're going to continue UFO update. I left out uppity, see? You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. As mentioned, we are doing UFO updates, and I am going through some really fascinating, random UFO sightings that have happened today, yesterday, perhaps into the future. We don't know. Perhaps these are future sightings. Knows a lot of these seem to be a mixed bag, and it's interesting. I just love reading about what people are seeing in our skies and how they describe it, how they feel about it, and some of them are pretty funny. What they think qualifies us to be able to look up into the night sky or day sky and judge where our eyeballs are taken in. Yeah, I've heard some crazy things, people. All right, so this next one. This report, again, coming from UFO Stalker. UFO sighting in Rochester, New York, 2011, June 5th. Fireball in Rochester, New York. We were driving on the highway 390 North in Rochester, New York, near the Vineyard Lane exit, when we saw what looked like a triangular fireball. Ooh, it was different. It was in the sky and to our left at first. We thought it was an airplane that had caught on fire. Ooh, wow. You see the interpretations? Like, it was that amazing. It made them think to go there, you know? Something really, really wild. Okay. But the object was not moving whatsoever. So we stopped the car. And we're trying to figure out what it was. I bet everybody was honking their horns at you. Maybe a weather balloon or a hot air balloon, but it wasn't moving. The fireball finally moved straight across the sky to the left, but very slowly, and then it just stopped. It then floated straight over to the right and stopped. It would stop for about a minute or two before it would move again. The object literally looked like a triangular bonfire in the sky. Ooh, that's crazy. It came towards us, then fell back. It hovered for another few minutes before it finally, slowly, ascended up and at a much faster pace at about a 70-degree angle. I mean, man, those angles. Back upon the sky, where it eventually looked like a red or orange moving star and then disappeared. This is wild. This is wild. That's amazing. That's amazing. Huh. Not every day that you read of a flaming, triangular-shaped craft. The whole body. That's wild. All right, so, okay, here we go. Continuing on. UFO sighting. This is October 11th, 2012. A cloaked disc hovered 300 feet. Above two apartment buildings in the Bronx. That's a juicy one. Wow. For approximately 30 minutes. 30 minutes you got to observe this thing? I've seen cloaked discs. Not discs. I don't know. It's kind of wild, but it was cloaked. But it distorted the background when I saw this one. But okay, finishing. Miss X was waiting. Oh. The choices. Their choices to describe witnesses. Okay, so Miss X was waiting at the bus stop to pick me up when she saw me get off the bus, which is bus number 21. She tapped me on the shoulder and said my nickname. Look at that. I did look up and observed an orbiting light hovering over the street. It seemed to be north of my building, about 300 feet up. Wow, that's not high. We saw two lights on the bottom rotating. The inner light was faster than the outer and would lap the outer one. Oh, wow. That's amazing. And catch up to it. Each light orbited at its own steady rate of speed. We heard someone across the street behind us exclaim, oh, well, expletive, expletive, as he realized what we were all seeing was real. Hold on. What? Like you reported something to him and he realized it's real? Okay. That was funny. He'd seen it, but thought it was a trick of the light and clouds. Okay, that makes more sense. The end. They stop right there. I don't understand that. I mean, did you guys compare notes? I mean, something juicy. Come on now. 2012, you had cameras. Oh, that's funny. Okay. This next one, again, random. We're just grabbing at them. All right. Okay. UFO sighting in Crewe? Okay, April 14th, 2017. Very long, ribbon-shaped snake-type object. What the heck? Sounds like a big, strong wind picked something up, like a from a fair. All right, okay, this says, friend and I were walking our dogs at approximately 6 p.m. Okay, you guys, pay attention to the patterns when people see these things. We live in on the end of a small town called Crewe, Cheshire, U.K., okay, walking on our local field, the George playing field. My friend was taking pictures of the sky and clouds, and due to there being lots of interesting types of clouds, when he spotted what appeared to be a contrail from a crazy pilot. What? Oh, the observations. However, when we zoomed in on a picture he took, I realized that it could not in any way be a contrail. There were many planes in the sky, and their contrails were totally different to this one, and dissipated with the wind at a fast rate. Not only this, but wherever there was a contrail, a plane was clearly visible at the end of it. But this ribbon-shaped worm thing stayed in the sky unchanged for over 10 minutes before it disappeared completely. Oh, that's weird. Oh, there's a never-ending story dragon might be out there. I can't remember his name. I've sent the original untouched pictures. Oh, I don't have them. Can you resend those? I'm just kidding. All I have done is zoomed in and cropped. When I returned home, I typed Sky Snake into Google and immediately found identical anomalies. Ooh. All right. You know, I'm just picking, right? I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, anonymous person. However, no explanation as to what it may be. Huh. I have asked pilots that I know through model plane groups on Facebook. They have said they have never seen anything of the sort. Wow. And agree that it isn't a contrail. Each end of the, quote, snake has the same shape. There was no craft, helicopter, drone, plane, or any other type of terrestrial craft near this thing. Also, there are areas of the thing which appear to be flattened compared to others, almost like a twisted ribbon, which reminds me, oh my gosh, I swear to you, I'm sitting here imagining this thing to be exactly what they're about to say. Reminds me of a tapeworm. That I totally had that in my head. Totally. I had it first, dude. Okay. That's so crazy. The size of this thing must have been several miles long. Wow. As you can see by the pictures, this is not an image artifact. This thing really was in the sky. Any help identifying this would be greatly appreciated. It's a tapeworm sky. Or a sky tapeworm. I don't know. It's one of the take your pick. Take your pick. We just discovered something new. We just did. I mean, yeah. Let's trademark that. Oh, man. But that's really crazy. Oh, this next one's in Spanish. I don't know. No. Is that Spanish? I don't know what that is. All right. Oh, Caracas. That happened. So, yeah. All right. Here we go. Next one. This one says UFO sighting in Salem, Oregon. This occurred August 13th, 2012. Glowing orbs while watching the Perseid meteor shower. And they say, I was wondering if you guys have heard of or could look into the glowing orbs that were flying overhead in Salem, Oregon, out of the north, heading south last night. It's around 10:30 p.m. We have five people that were outside watching the meteor shower, and then one orb came up out of the north, glowing orange, and flew over us, heading south. It made no sound at all. And was flying faster than a jet. Can you imagine? You know, I've heard like when there's like some kind of funky anomalies in the sky, you know, these things like to, you know, hang around too, see how we see things, get our perspectives, I guess. I don't know. Then a smaller, later, four more came up over the northern horizon, flying south overhead. One orb was red and the others were orange. And they faded out. As they were overhead, heading south, one looked like there was a clear bag-like thing over it with a dim red light in it. Hold on. Don't tell me this. We're not going to Chinese lantern this, but you said it was moving faster than a jet, so I'm going to go with it. I looked at them with binoculars, and I couldn't tell what they were. They were too low for satellites. I've never seen anything like it in my whole life and was wondering what they were. I looked around and other people saw them too, but no one knows what they were. I've seen weather balloons before, but these didn't look like them. There was no wind at all, and it was a clear night. Why'd you go there? Why did you say weather balloon? Don't you Roswell us with this story. This was really unexplained. This was an anomaly. So we're gonna stick and we're gonna support you in what it is that you saw, and you're gonna support yourself too and stand by it. Okay, it was weird. You've seen things before, and they didn't look like that. All right, it's no weather balloon, but you're not understanding what you saw is compliments of your United States government who hid it for years. All right, you guys, we're gonna get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with more UFO Update.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today. by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio at Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. All right. As promised, we are continuing with UFO uppity updates. And I'm just going through these. And I've got some good ones, I think. I am grabbing them randomly, as I mentioned. And this next one. What does it say? It says UFO sighting in Tucson, Arizona, 2004, February 12th. Nice. Small gold spherical object round hovered above me at varying distances. I felt it was observing me. Ooh, what a nice touch at the end there. All right, okay. And then they continue. Small gold spherical object round hovered above me while I was in my office patio having a cigarette break. Notice the patterns, okay? Thinking about why a certain account wouldn't balance. I love the extras. I was thinking about why is this not balancing? Oh, funny. Then movement above caught my eye, and I looked up to see a bright gold spherical object above me. Its size was small, between a golf ball and a tennis ball size. Huh. It made no noise. Can you imagine seeing something like that just hovering there? It had no lights. It seemed to vibrate. I stood amazed and watched it, having never seen anything like it anywhere before. It hovered above me, zipped quickly right, then to the left, a very short distance. I couldn't understand what it was, then thought it might be an extraterrestrial UFO. It's itty-bitty. How about the size of these creatures, man? Who's to say they have to be normal size, you know? What's normal? I thought about stepping into my office and phoning a coworker to come out and take a look, but decided not to. Afraid that it might be gone by the time he came. So, I continued standing and staring at it while thoughts raced through my brain like, quote, is it going to zap me? Woo! Somehow my fear dissipated as quickly as it occurred to me. Almost like the object could read my mind. Maybe you coughed it up, dude. Huh? How about that? The object lowered to within approximately 10 feet, directly above me, hovered a while longer, then shot off straight up into the sky in an instant. It disappeared before any regular object would have melted away in Arizona's blue sky. Well, this was itty bitty. Okay, I have heard of glowing objects that kind of act like that, but they're the size of like a kickball, you know what I'm saying? Soccer ball, maybe. But nothing that small, just hanging there like that. It was like really, like it could have got your whole scent and vibe. Like it was really observing you, because that's pretty darn specific. But again, we keep thinking, what a craft look like? What could be alien in nature? And here we're talking about a tennis ball-sized craft, a drone of some kind. Or, hello, have you seen Horton Hears a Who? For all we know, it's real. Horton lives somewhere. I think that's amazing. I love the thought of that, because what a cool reality to even suspect, right? But, oh my goodness, this is an amazing story. This is a good one. All right. Okay, so we're moving on. All right, UFO sighting in Point Cook, Victoria. This occurred January 24th, 2012. Star-like object moving across the sky in a line for approximately 10 seconds and then disappeared. I was at home and went outside for a cigarette, looked up, and saw what looked like a star, but it was moving across the sky in a line. Is this sounding familiar? I thought it could be a satellite, but it was moving quite slow. Then about 10 seconds later, it just disappeared. I could understand if it was a satellite. How could it just vanish like that, especially when it didn't go across the horizon? I wanted to run inside to get my camera, but it was already gone. The crazy thing is, I was just watching a YouTube video clip on UFO sightings in Cyprus this month. And once it had finished, that's when I went outside, and there one was. I sound like a crazy person. Hold on. This is funny. But to me, that was a message. The last time I would have watched a video of a UFO was years ago. So there's some strange synchronicity going on here. That's common, people. I have never posted on a site like this before, and it took me a while to search for one, but hopefully someone else spotted it too, so I can prove to myself I'm not crazy. Ha ha. I love how people say what they were doing. You know, I was cooking some green eggs and ham when I decided, I went back to Dr. Seuss, when I decided to go outside. It's cute. I love these little little splash of personality in there. It's so perfect. And do you see a pattern? Didn't this start off like the other one? Cigarette smoking. That's why I said, look at the patterns. Cigarette smoking. They go out for a smoke and they look up at the night sky and voila. This is one of the number one ways that people spot UFOs. Smokers. Yeah, it's not the fumes going to their heads. It's just they go outside a lot and look up and look around, you know, and notice things. So, yeah. All right, so we're going to continue. All right, this next one. UFO sighting in Amity, Oregon. It's not Amityville. Amity, Oregon. Okay, that's a tongue twister. All right, this occurred June 6, 2014. Heading home on Highway 99, driving towards Amity, and saw bright yellow light. That was clear lights on the edges. And then they continue. I was heading home from work Friday morning at around 12 a.m. And I just went over a little bridge and up the hill. And when I saw a bright yellow pulsating light with little white lights on the outside edges, I slowed down. Did you? Turned off my radio and opened the passenger window to get a better view. And I thought that it may have been a tractor in the field, but I didn't hear an engine around. So it was heading south at a slow pace, and it picked up speed when I slowed to watch it, did it? The yellow light was very bright, as I had to squint to look at it. As I rounded the bend in the road, it disappeared. I don't know where it went, and I didn't see any lights in the rearview mirror. I thought to myself, that was pretty weird. I keep driving home and would go back to look when it was daytime to see if there was tractor marks or field marks. Well, it doesn't sound like you found them, does it? All right, I think we got time for another one here. All right, it says UFO sighting in Minnesota, 2005. This happened November 26th, and we were driving along 35 East going south. There was quite a bit of air traffic, so I thought there was an airplane. However, it just captured my attention, and I kept watching it, never breaking eye contact with it. You're putting your eyes? Okay. It seemed to follow us home. I always used to think the moon was following us home, too. I'm just saying. So, as you say, number one, riding along in the car while my boyfriend was driving. Number two, I just was watching the sky. Nothing abnormal. As most activity is just planes, as I was fairly close to the airport on 35 East going south. Number three, a plane. what are these numbers here? Number four, it was more of a glowing light. There was a subtle center to it, like a tender nougat. I was kidding. Which kind of moved and transformed, but overall, it was a very bright light that moved alongside of us on 35 East. It changed directions as we did. Through the exit of Yankee Doodle Road. Yankee Doodle Road. It turned left as well, but was way too low to be a plane. It rested and stopped. Then we did as well at our house. I asked my boyfriend if he could see it. He said, yes. Must be a light on a tower nearby or something, because it wasn't moving. First, he thought, it was a plane. I didn't comment at first. Then I thought it was following us home. And number five, oh, that was still number four. Number five, my reactions were some interest, actually. Just felt pretty peaceful during the entire time. Not fearful at all. Just felt content. I do remember seeing another light out of the corner of my eye, but for whatever reason, I chose not to focus on that one. Number six. It was outside for more than half an hour, as I would just walk to the window and check to see if it was still there. Now I kind of wished I got binoculars to go outside to get a closer look, though I felt no urgent rush to do so. It was basically in the same spot for more than a half hour. You said number six already, didn't you? Yes. This is number seven. They put number six. I'm keeping track. Eventually, about 30, 40 minutes later, I went and checked, and there weren't any lights in the trees any longer. The end. That's it. Boy, these are fun. I love reading these. And I'm going to keep doing these. We're going to have some UFO uppity updates, UFO updates. I don't know what I'm going to be calling it. I think we'll keep with UFO updates. I might throw uppity just for fun at times. And we'll just kind of, enjoy this time together and reminiscing on UFOs of today, yesterday, and the future. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We have come to the bottom of another fabulous program. I want to remind you, go to HeidiHollis.com, ShadowFolks.com, go to TheOutlandersComic.com. I am a paranormal cartoonist, and I think you would like it. And don't forget to follow me on wherever social media is, at one Heidi Hollis, HeidiHollis. All right, and don't forget to reach out to me, too. I do chat with you guys. If you reach out, people are often shocked, and I'm like, why? I told you I would. All right, you guys, this has been a blast. UFO Updates lives. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.